Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Monday, 25th of February. Firstly, in Bangladesh, a hijacker on a flight bound to Dubai was killed after special forces stormed the flight, Bangladesh Biman BG-147, at Chittagong Airport, southwest of Bangladesh. A pistol was recovered from the hijacker. All passengers in the plane were safe and the airport was sealed by the security officials. An investigation is underway to determine how the hijacker was able to get into the plane with an armed pistol. Clients are advised to expect more stringent security checks across Bangladesh, mainly in the airport. Be aware of any suspicious activity while traveling and inform the concerned authorities. In India, yesterday, protesters in the northeastern state of Arunachal Pradesh set fire to the private residence of Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main. Two market complexes were destroyed, along with various government offices in the area. Two protesters were killed when they attempted to storm Chief Minister Pema Khandu's residence. Protesters were agitating against the state government's proposal to grant permanent residence certificate to six non-tribal communities. Internet services were suspended across the state and a curfew has been imposed in Itanagar, the state's capital. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution in Arunachal Pradesh and expect more protests in the state this week. More than 300 cars were destroyed after a massive fire broke out in the parking lot of Yelahanka Air Base in Bangalore, where the Aero India Air Show exhibition is underway. Authorities suspect the fire broke out due to irresponsible incident of fire through a cigarette. Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy said he has ordered an inquiry into the incident. All the events in the air show will continue as scheduled. In Pakistan, one person died and five others were injured in an explosion in Dera Murad Jamali town in the Nasheedabad district of Balochistan's province. Police said that the explosive material was planted in a motorcycle near Mazdoor Chowk in the town. Sporadic attacks by the separatist insurgents in the province continue to plague Balochistan. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution in the Balochistan province. Also in Pakistan, the government has seized the headquarters of Jaish-e-Mohammed at Bahawalpur city in the northern province of Punjab. Pakistan Information Minister said the Punjab government has taken over the Jaish-e-Mohammed headquarters in Bahawalpur. The campus had 70 teachers and over 600 students. Jaish-e-Mohammed has been declared as a foreign terrorist organization by the US in 2014. Jaish-e-Mohammed has claimed responsibility for the attack on Indian paramilitary convoy at Pulwama. The government action comes after intense international pressure on Pakistan to act on blacklisted terror groups such as Jaish-e-Mohammed. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.